Senator Nikki Torres warns this move could return Washington to inequitable school funding, where wealthy districts thrived while rural communities struggled.
We've been here before, and the state Supreme Court told us it was unconstitutional. Back then, wealthier districts could pass higher local levies, while the rural districts could not.
Senate Republican leader John Braun adds that cities like Seattle can generate far more from levies than rural areas, creating further disparity.
10 cents or a quarter per thousand, which is impactful, but not hugely impactful, you can raise several thousand dollars per student. Whereas if you go to Mossy Rock or Othello or Aberdeen, it may take $3.25 per thousand to raise $1,500.
The McCleary fix, brokered by Republicans several years ago, balanced funding statewide, but this proposal risks reversing that progress. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.